The WMO's State of Global Climate report confirms that 2023 was the hottest year on record, with the global mean temperature at 1.45 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Can the world still achieve the Paris Agreement to limit the increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or is this an illusion?
Well, I wouldn't speak of an illusion. I would say that we need to keep the ambition alive. And the reason I express this is because if we don't keep the ambition alive, we may not react in time. And that is something we cannot allow. So for me, yes, we have to keep that ambition alive and work as hard as possible to make it happen.
When you took office in Geneva in January, you called climate change the greatest global threat of our times, and that human and industrial activities are unequivocally to blame. What worries you the most, and what are your priorities as Secretary General of the WMO for the next 4 years?
Well, what worries me the most is that all the indicators regarding greenhouse gases are increasing, from CO2, carbon dioxide to methane, all the indicators are increasing. That means that we are not doing enough, and that worries me a lot. As a WMO Secretary General, what we can do is to, for example, improve the quality of our measurements. And that's why we are putting forward an initiative called Greenhouse Gases Watch, to really keep on our strategy of measurements of good quality around the world, to make sure that all the actions are on track and whether we are doing the right thing to really mitigate our greenhouse gases generation. So that is one initiative as WMO, and another initiative has to do more with adaptation, and we need to adapt to a changing climate. And one way of adapting is preserving people from a hazard. And the only way to do that is through better forecasts, through better early warning systems. So that is another area where I would like to put an emphasis.
Short-term and economic interests still drive governments' policy to the detriment of ambitious climate strategies. We've recently seen farmers' protests across Europe that pushed back reforms on use of pesticides and diesel. How do you think that can shift? What actions will you advocate for to encourage change?
First action, information. I think that we need to provide information of what is actually happening. And that's why I use this example of greenhouse gases. We need to speak to everyone and explain what is happening with the system. Of course, that is not enough. And we need also to explain every citizen that this is not an individual issue. This is a very global and communitarian issue. And we as a community should respond together. I think that everyone should move towards sustainable practices, understanding that the world is getting worse and worse, and we need those sustainable practices in farming and in every kind of activity in place. That is not the role of WMO, but what we need is to provide information for the decision makers, for the policy makers, to take action. And then I think that we as a community should adapt to what our policymakers are recommending us to do.
What are the most urgent actions that governments and countries at the national and global level should take?
Try to move to net zero, to emit less. And to accomplish that, of course, it's easier when you have a renewable energy transition in place. But when you are far away from that, what you need is the support from the developed world to make this possible. I think that the issue of energy and renewable energies should be at the core level of decision making and action from the governments.
So that leads me to the final question. What is actually your message to younger generations and environmental activists who are concerned about the grim outlook?
My message is to engage, to continue engaging. We are all part of this situation, and we are responsible for doing, and we are responsible for not doing. The worst message could be not to react, and that is not possible. because things will become worse and worse. So we need every young person on Earth to engage, because it is for their future, is for the sustainability of this planet, so we need them on board. My message is that you should never lower your hands, you know. You have to keep up and continue pushing for your dreams and for your rights of living a planet where you have all you need without damaging the system.